let it play.
My grandpa rocks on WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Yeah, friends, Grand Funk Railroad headed down the track with Rock and Roll Soul. Indeed, you're hearing it right here on yet another edition of Pandemic Music to Live By. Welcome back. It's your host, Grandpa Rockin' Randy, playing some music for you on this, the 21st show, March 3rd, 2021, of the years of the pandemic. It started last March, as you recall, I'm sure. I did the first show in the series April 1st, which is about a month away now. And we've been in the pandemic ever since. It's been a long, strange trip, as they say. And that's an appropriate phrase to throw out at this point. We're going to be featuring some Grateful Dead here on the show today, so stick around. But yeah, this is it. We're starting to see the light, I think, at the end of the tunnel. The vaccines are really making their way into the proverbial herd, as they say, and we're starting to turn the corner. Things are opening up. I mean, we're not through this yet, and nobody really knows what the future holds with this COVID-19 virus and all of its various incarnations, but you know, we're surviving. And we've had music all along to help us get through this, and I hope it's helped you. I know Rockin' Randy has really enjoyed putting these shows together for you. So let's get back into some music, shall we? Oh, and by the way, we did listen to that opening piece. Was Everything is Music, beautiful piece I really enjoy by Chris Delmhorst from her 2006 album, Strange Conversations. There we go. Now, let's get back into the music, and I'm going to feature, as I said earlier, the Grateful Dead in this next set. I've spent a fair amount of listening time over the past year really digging the tunes that are available on a website that a friend of mine, John Hauser, runs out in Northern California, called archive.org. It's a very cool site if you're into things of the past and archival materials of all sorts. This is an interesting site to check out. It's a .org site, nonprofit site. And they have an amazing collection of Grateful Dead concert recordings. As you may know, the Grateful Dead, this was somewhat of a tradition, I think, for people to bring recording instruments along in the day to record these concerts sort of bootleg style. I know I really got to hear a lot of interesting Dead material that way, by cassettes that were given to me by friends who had been to the shows, and cassettes that were passed on from other friends. It's kind of a cool community in that sense. And a lot of this music ended up on this website, archive.org. And I wanted to feature one concert in particular that I've been listening to a lot. This was from 1977. Grateful Dead fans feel like the Dead were really firing on all cylinders in the 70s. They had done this amazing tour earlier in the decade in Europe, recorded some albums, had a bunch of hits, but they were still a jam band, and they loved to tour and do these, I would say, smaller mid-sized venues, college campuses, arenas. This particular show we're going to hear was recorded live at Buffalo Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo, New York, and it was recorded in 1977, May 9th is the date, and a lot of Grateful Dead fans, feel that this may have been one of the greatest shows that they ever put on, and it was recorded in different ways. One of the interesting things about this website, if you go to check out some of these shows, is that not only do you get to listen to all of the background material that's happening between their actual songs, which is interesting. It's a real live feel to the recordings. It's not edited generally, and they're good recordings. I know that some of these were recorded on Nagra reel-to-reel audio recorders that have real good quality specs, and you can hear that. This is worth putting your headphones on for if you really like the Dead. This is going to be a treat. But they, there are notes that people can put on the site after they've listened to these concerts, and it's really fun to read some of the experiences that people have had going to these shows, and what happened when they were at the shows. You just never know, this is what makes this kind of music fun. It's live, and this is a jam band. This is a band that really did a lot of cover tunes, and then they would throw their own tunes in and just mix it up and go with it. And in this particular cut, we're going to listen to "Comes a Time," which is a beautiful piece that Garcia wrote, I believe, and performs in this. In this recording. It's so lyrical and beautiful. You just want to stop what you're doing, put your headphones on, and sit back and listen to this guy play the guitar and sing this beautiful tune, Comes a Time. So let's listen to it now. Again, Grateful Dead, Buffalo Memorial Auditorium, 1977, Comes a Time. And you're hearing it right here on Pandemic Music to Live By. Thank you.
Thank you. takes your name, says, don't you see? God.
There, what'd I tell you? 1977, Memorial Stadium in Buffalo. Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead playing Comes a Time, and there certainly is a time to reflect back. Here's what one of the reviewers, the comments in the thread after the recording on this archive.org website, I was telling you there's some really fun recollections. This guy writes, Jerry once said he picked someone from the front of the audience and he played that particular show to them. This was my show. I realized it only when I read that interview many years later. I was a freshman at SUNY Brockport, and we snuck out onto the floor and made it to the third row in front of Jerry. We were, needless to say, very altitudinal. I'll let you decide what that means. And I stood up the entire first set with my fist in the air like the two black athletes in Mexico City in 1968. Jerry made eye contact with me many times, and he would look over to Weir, that would be Bob Weir, and then back at me, and they would chuckle. And then in caps, he writes, I have never been the same since. Thanks, man. Those are the kind of comments you hear after these recordings on archive.org. And again, check it out if you want to hear some great live Grateful Dead. Well, It's been fun. That was a long cut, and we're going to just jump right back into the music again here. I've got, you know, some interesting music lined up for this show that I've been listening to over the past few weeks. This is one that I came across. It's a Tom Rush recording. He, in this particular version, he's singing the tune Drift Away, which is a tune you'll probably recognize. It was a hit for Dobie Gray back in 1973, and this is a beautiful version of that tune. Here's Tom Rush with Drift Away right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Now, day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. Oh, that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift. Get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Come on, soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. The rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony. You carry me along. You're making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Come on, come on, come on, and take me down, take me down. Free my soul. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Oh, drift away.
I'll be waiting for my COVID vaccine, listening to WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Wish I knew which way to turn and go. Feel so good, then I feel so bad. Wonder what I could only fly. could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye. Come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. Wind keeps blowing somewhere every day. Tell me things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. Sometimes I write happy songs, but then sometimes little things are wrong. You know, I wish they all could make you smile. Tomorrow maybe we can get away. I'm coming home soon and I want to stay. Wish you could come with me when I go again. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. If I could only fly, if you could only fly, if we could only fly, there'd be no more lonely nights. Thanks. Thanks, Ed.
You know I lose, you know I win. call for the shape I'm in. It's just a game you see me play. Only real in the way that I feel from day to day. Although the answer is not unknown, I'm searching, searching, and how I grow. It's not all right to say goodbye. No, the world on a string doesn't mean a thing.
That's a beautiful cover by Niels Lofgren off his 2009 album titled The Loner, Niels Sings Neil. Of course, Neil Young, that's a Neil Young tune, World on a String. And if you haven't listened to this album, it was released in 2009, and it's a collection of, again, Niels Lofgren, just on the piano or the guitar. And of course, he's really known for his guitar virtuoso, as you can hear in that tune, and he covers a bunch of Neil Young tunes. It's a great album. Check it out. Before that, Blaze Foley, Live at the Austin Outhouse. If I Could Only Fly, what a beautiful tune. I first heard Merle Haggard sing that as a cover of Blaze Foley's. Blaze Foley is somebody you may not recognize his name, but you should check his music out if you like this kind of singer-songwriter, Southwest feel. He's a lot like someone like Towns Van Zandt, a prolific writer, has a bunch of stuff that was recorded before he passed away, and this was off the album called The Dog Years, and that was released in 2010. Beautiful tune, If I Could Only Fly. Love that tune. And then before that, a song off the soundtrack for the recently released film The United States versus Billie Holiday. Now, you may have listened to that tune, Solitude, which, of course, is a jazz standard that Billie Holiday used to do. And you might have thought to yourself, wow, what a nice recording of Billie Holiday singing that tune. I don't know if I recognize it. And that's because, of course, this is from the film, and Billie Holiday is played by a new artist, actress on the stage these days by the name of Andra Day, who performs all of the Billie Holiday tunes in the film. And man, what a touching and brilliant film this was. If you get a chance to see it, it was just recently released. Highly recommend it. It's really about the story of Billie Holiday dealing with the racism. I mean, we talked about endemic racism in other shows, and it's certainly an issue in front of us today. This film will put some of this into context for you if you watch it. It's really stunning to see how far, in this case, white men, politicians from the South, who were very frightened, really, of the sort of influence Billie Holiday had, especially with her song Strange Fruit, which, if you don't know, was a song that she wrote and sang that talked about lynching in the South at the time. And it was a very powerful song that was really, in a way, fueling the civil rights movement of the time. And this film breaks this story down for you, and it's really well done. I highly recommend it. And the soundtrack's great, so we listened to that tune, Solitude, off the film The United States versus Billie Holiday by Andra Day. And then before that, a beautiful tune by Tom Rush, Drift Away, that old Dobie Gray tune from 1973. Just love that version. Tom Rush, just again, just a straight-up singer with a guitar, singing a great cover of that Dobie Gray song, Drift Away. Well, we're getting to the end of the show, folks. We're in the last segment coming up here, and just want to remind you again that we're not quite through with this pandemic, although we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we certainly have hope for the coming months and being able to start to get out and get back to life as normal again. The spring weather is blowing. The air is warmer. Air is starting to blow into Maine now, and although we're still in winter, we can certainly feel the longer days, not burning quite as much wood in the wood stove, and it's nice to think that we've got spring coming right around the corner, and hopefully we'll have enough vaccines to really allow us to get back to a semi-normal life here, while we still try to figure out how we're going to deal with this pandemic and all of its various incarnations, going forward. Who knows? But I do plan on doing a couple more shows yet this spring. I'm going to be taking a little break here and, hopefully get back to things again later in March and put out a couple more shows for my listeners. And I do appreciate everybody who's listening to the series and following along with Rock and Randy over the past year. You know, you can always reach out and shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My address is randyvisser@me.com. And you can find all of these shows on the website, standingoakmedia.com. Look for the link under Pandemic Music. Well, it is March. It's still early March, but I didn't quite know if I would get a chance to put together a St. Patrick's Day special show. It's a time of year that I love, and I have a great tradition of hanging with my Irish friends on St. Patrick's Day. I love the Irish music, the Celtic music. It's always been an interesting and favorite genre of mine. And I thought I'd finish today's show with a couple of tunes by the band that used to tour in this area quite a bit, and I had an opportunity to see on a number of occasions and hang out with these guys, actually. They're called the Saw Doctors, and they're a roots rock Irish band. They've not put out an album in a while. I don't think they're performing together any longer. But when they were, man, what a lot of fun these guys were. They toured the U.S. a number of times and would pass through the Portland area. And my good friend Gordon Walsh, one of my Irish friends from way back, turned me on to these guys. We saw them first at a little venue in Portland and just was blown away by the musicianship and the writing, all original stuff. It just had a great feel, an Irish feel. And the Irish are just so great with lyrics and putting music together in really interesting ways that tell stories. So I thought I'd finish the show out with a couple of their tunes. The first one we'll hear is off their album Same Old Town, and it's a tune that I've always loved called Share the Darkness, and I'll leave it at that. It's a ballad, I guess you would say, so it's a little slower number, and then we'll pick it up for the last song in the show this week with their tune Never Mind the Strangers, and this is really a I don't know. I mean, it's become a a theme tune for me, I guess, whenever I think of my close friends. And Gordon, you're one of them. If you happen to be listening to this, you'll understand that we shared a lot of time together, singing the song together and listening to the doctor sing it. And it's just a great song. And I thought, for all of my friends out there, whether you're Irish or not, it doesn't matter. The strangers, we're going to meet a lot of strangers in our life, but our friends are always there for us. And that's important. That's an important idea, I guess, to end the show with, in my mind. We're still in this pandemic, and we're still, you know, needing each other to help get through this. And I'm just, again, thrilled to be able to put this music together for you all. And I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoy these couple of Saw Doctors tunes. That's all I've got. That's it. It's been great. And please stay well. Take good care of yourselves. Check in on your friends. And, you know, we're going to get through this. And hopefully, you know, this series will be over soon, because it is a show that I put together specifically for people to listen to music during the pandemic and hopefully find some inspiration and some cheer. And it certainly has worked for me. I hope it's worked for you. So let's finish out the show then with some Saw Doctors. Here they are off the album Same Old Town and their tune Share the Darkness, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Hey, I can't say that I love you. I can't say that I don't. I can't say that I couldn't. And I won't say that I won't. But I really like your company. I'm enjoying myself no end. But I can't keep from thinking. Oh, why don't we share the dark tonight? Make it warm and burn it bright. I'm not saying nothing, I'll be polite. Why don't we share the darkness tonight? Drunken conversations pass beneath the windowsill, and there's someone singing Elvis songs as they make their way back home. And all your fears and worries attack when you're alone. When you're alone. When you're
So we'll all end up in some ways like the drink in last night's glass. But we take this chance together, let's not think about. We've had our ups and downs. We've gone further than we ever dreamed from our county Galway town. Well, if we're up on top tomorrow, or if it all just ends, never mind the strangers. The strength in being together, like a steel bar that won't bend. Never mind the strangers, cause I'll always be your friend until the end. Challenge.